Welcome to Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike. We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
We have a lot of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Hello again, and welcome to episode number 106 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
Oh, you sound so professional today, and the reason is?
We have a new microphone.
After three years of beating on it, we have a new microphone, and we love it. It sounds great in here.
It sure does.
WrinkledNotDead.com is our blog, and we always post our podcasts on there, but also interesting stuff that I think you'll enjoy. WrinkledNotDead@gmail.com is our email address. And welcome to iHeartRadio, my dear.
I know. We are growing because of you, wonderful listeners. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that means we're one of the usual suspects, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Again, go ahead with your favorite line.
No religion and no politics.
That's not your favorite line. Your favorite line is wherever podcasts are found.
Which you steal from
NPR every week.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. But the other thing is also
exactly. True. We're here for fun. We want to pass on some information.
Yep.
We're over 50, and we think, you know, life doesn't have to stop when you're getting older.
Absolutely correct and succinctly put. The topic today is downsizing, living smaller, and I must absolutely compliment you on the artwork you found for this. It's really cute.
Thank you.
So when we publish, have a look at the blog because you'll really like what she did with this.
Some people call it right sizing.
Oh, my God. I don't think I can go
with that. Because we actually was talking to a lady in this. Yeah. She said, it's not downsizing, but
it's right sizing.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, it happens to all of us at some point, young or old, where we want to simplify our life. But I've got a great quote.
Mm-hmm.
From Mark Twain. It's famous. I'm sure everybody remembers this. Buy land. They're not making it anymore. And, you know, it's a good one, and it's true. My 97-year-old mother, which I talk about all the time, said the best investment is a house.
Well, she ought to know.
Yep, she
had
ought
a few
to know.
Of them. She had some really nice ones, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, still following the progress of glutadose. Now, what is glutadose? Well, it's a product to help you with the restoration of your own body's mechanism at making glutathione, which is made by your body, which is an antioxidant.
Hmm.
Now, as you get older, it gets a little less
Everything
capable.
Gets a little less.
Okay, and the analogy that we've used for glutadose is that it's kind of like a vitamin D therapy as well, because that's another thing that we always... Who among us does not have low vitamin D? And the glutathione idea is the same. And so you can get glutathione from natural sources, and most of them are the usual suspects, I must say, like fresh vegetables and, you know, broccoli, stuff like that. But a supplement, in many cases, is absolutely mandatory, just like the vitamin D story. So glutadose I've been taking for now a couple of weeks, and I am beginning to notice a couple of the things that they are kind of famous for. Glutadose, and you can find them online, glutadose.com/wrinkled. glutadose.com/wrinkled. And you'll see that they're a very professional operation. But what happens is that for people over 60, you may notice that you get a sharper memory.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a
bad
thing.
Yeah. I'd like that.
So I have to say that mental acuity for me, along with my CPAP, has improved since starting the whole therapy for glutadose. And so my compliments to them, because I'm always apprehensive about things like this, of any kind of supplement, anything. I don't care. I'm really weird about things like that. So I'm sticking to it, and I hope you do too. glutadose.com/wrinkled.
Anything to feel better, let me tell you.
Oh, I got it. I know.
So this is our next segment that I love, and we do fun facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because we're going to be talking about real estate and downsizing and all that, I found some fun facts
about
real estate. Are you ready, guys?
Okay, this is going to be kind of like a bullet points today, right?
Like
back and forth? All right, go.
Okay, the White House has been valued at about $110 million.
That's pretty cheap.
I thought so. With all of,
that's a lot of big. Well, I haven't been in it, but I've certainly seen it from outside the fence.
$110 million.
Okay, $110 million. All right. There are castles for sale in France for cheaper than old apartments in Australia.
Yeah, but I've seen a show, and those castles are pretty nasty.
They're just really badly.
Yeah, they're just
ruined.
A shell.
Okay, it's ruined. Okay, all right. Okay.
Get this one though. Yeah, in Scotland, homeowners paint their front door red when they pay off their mortgage.
I love this.
Isn't that great?
Now all your neighbors know.
Yeah.
God, look at them. The McKenzies have paid off their gross house. Oh, God. All right. Okay. And this one, I think some people will know, some people will not.
Right.
Our younger listeners may not know. The landmark Hollywood sign in Hollywood, California, just north of us, originally read Hollywood Land and was constructed in 1923 as a publicity stunt to sell real estate.
A great one.
A very good one.
Oh, my gosh.
So they knocked off the land and kept the sign.
I think
so
it's wonderful.
It is iconic, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay, down to the meat of the subject today. We have a very, very interesting guest. You're going to love this interview because our guest is very calm.
He sure is.
And he really tells a story. Mm-hmm. And he has facts, which
and
we love.
And he's there for you.
Okay, so Renovation Realty is a full-service residential renovation contractor, but also a real estate brokerage here in San Diego County. Locally owned and operated, Renovation Realty has 80 years combined experience in the real estate motivation and renovation, because they're motivating you to do something about it. And the renovation business has been involved in over 950 renovations and sales since the year 2012.
And Keith Christian, mm-hmm. our guest today, is the CEO, and he's here to tell us a little bit about his business and also about their new venture, Soulkey, which a lot of our listeners will be interested in because it will help them a lot.
So, Keith, the title of our episode is Downsizing, Living Smaller. Well, we've noticed that many of our contemporaries are either doing exactly that or considering it. In your opinion, being an expert that you are, is this a trend?
Absolutely. It's a huge trend. You know, since we started the business 7 years ago, we've gone from 15% of our business downsizing to over 50%.
Wow.
50%.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's actually probably the largest, largest market for us is downsizing now.
Is it just because, I know we're actually, for those of you who are listening worldwide, we're in San Diego, California. And would you say that San Diego is pretty unique in terms of having people who are in their, say, late 40s, 50s, 60s, who are looking at downsizing?
I'm not sure if San Diego is unique. You know,
okay.
We service the Bay Area as
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
four counties in the Bay. What's unique, obviously, is it's expensive to live here. Mm-hmm. Expensive to live in the Bay.
Yeah.
We see a lot of folks, you know, leaving the county of San Diego and leaving the four counties in the Bay.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think downsizing is unique to any specific location at all.
To an age, is it? I mean, is it usually retired people that are downsizing?
So I break down downsizing in four categories.
Okay.
Death, divorce, health, and financial. That's how I look at downsizing in our business. So death, you know, you have a couple where one has passed
yeah,
away.
Right.
They're in their current home. They might be in the family home, right? They've never sold their family home. It's free and clear. It's large. The person surviving is not going to live in this large house alone.
Yeah.
And it's time for them to sell the home, downsize, maybe go to a 55-plus community retirement center, maybe a condo, maybe from two stories to one stories, because and that leads into health, right?
Exactly.
So you have a lot of folks downsizing because of health. Hmm. Just last week, we had two folks purchase homes from us that were both on the coast, Point Loma and La Jolla. And large homes, and they're in their 70s, and they have issues with stairs and knee problems. And they're downsizing. They're buying two of our homes, just one-story homes. So stairs are a big issue for downsizing right now. See a lot of folks going from two-story to one-story. So that's divorce. That's health. And on the health, they downsize to a condo or retirement center. Very little maintenance, you know, no landscaping. They don't have to worry about the roof, the exterior of the mm-hmm. house. All they have to worry about is the interior.
Yeah.
Divorce, you know, we downsize,
right.
And actually is a big thing with divorce. There's, 57% of Americans go through a divorce.
That many?
Mm-hmm. 57.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is it tough emotionally for these people? I'm just getting this trend here is that sometimes folks really don't want to have to do this, but it's,
yeah, it's
kind
scary.
Of kind of brought, yeah,
absolutely
it's scary.
Absolutely scary. Yeah, no, it's, I think it's really scary, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing worse than moving. Moving is horrible.
One of the number one stressor.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one stressor of anything.
Yeah.
And then you have divorce and death and things like that, taxes. But when you have to move because of divorce, mm-hmm. it's really tough. You're splitting up your belongings. You're trying to negotiate.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And we get in the middle of a lot of divorces. But they're downsizing. I mean, they're really going from maybe the family home again. They're selling it, and then they're going to live on their own. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go and rebuy something because they're splitting all the money, right? Mm-hmm. It's more expensive for one person to live than two. So now they have two households, two different roofs.
Yeah.
And they might go and rent. So it's interesting. And then financial, older homeowners are cashing out. We're seeing a lot of our customers in the Bay in San Diego, they're cashing out of their equity. Mm-hmm. They've gone through the crash, right? The 08 crash. They've mm-hmm. survived it. They've gotten their equity back, and now they just want to sell, go to the sidelines and cash out and maybe rent, because their whole thing is they might be 65 retired, but mm-hmm. shoot, they could live for another 30 years. And they're just worried about cash flow more than appreciation of a house. They'd rather say, okay, here's my nest egg, and here's my retirement, and here's my Social Security. What do I need a month to live on? Well, they're not going to go and buy another house, and maybe the fear of losing their money in another type of crash.
Oh, that's
or the
true.
Stock market. You know, that's dicey.
Exactly. I mean, we're there right now thinking about that as well. You know, we have a lot of equity in our home, and we were thinking, you know, maybe we should just cash out and rent a condo and not deal with all the repairs.
But like you say, the scary part.
It's scary.
If you've been in your home for 20-plus years, you look at what you've created in here and how you've, you know, how much stuff you've acquired and everything, and it's just, oh, my God, this is just too much.
Yeah, the thought of packing and the thought of all that clean out.
Yeah.
So does SoldKey help with all of that?
We do. Absolutely. Oh. SoldKey. We're completely seamless. So if we went in and did an inquiry with a gentleman who wants to, or a family who wants to sell their home and downsize, we'll handle it everything for them. We'll handle the move, and we'll take care of everything. We just say, take what you want, donate what you can, sell what you can, leave the rest. We'll take care of it.
Now, your associate and our dear friend, Rick Hassey, mentioned that term earlier. I had not heard it before. And it's called an inquiry, and this is just somebody who does get hold of the company based on whatever word of mouth or whatever they see on broadcast or whatever. But that's titled an inquiry, and then so the actual movement of the customer into the fold, as it were, goes by that, as it called an inquiry. Is that first contact in the home?
It is, yes. So they would contact us, and we would set up an inquiry to go out and meet with them for the first time.
I like the term. It sounds formal yet friendly.
It is. No, it's casual. We just want
That's right. It's not
get
like
to know them.
Here we go.
You know, what's their situation? Everybody has a different situation. Every house is different. Every client is different. Has their different needs and concerns. So we'll go out. Rick and I went on an inquiry today with one of our agents and just got to know the family, what their concerns are. And, you know, we look at the house, we'll take measurements, floor plans, take photos, things like that. And then we'll come back and do a presentation to them and see how can we help them the best. Should we renovate the home for them and get them those cash? Should we just buy it from them? Or should we put it on the market as is? You know, what's in their best interest?
And so is that part of the renovating part, the Renovation Realty, and then the SoldKey is the cash part?
Yes.
Okay.
So SoldKey was born last summer out of Renovation Realty clients, more so every month, asking us, would you just buy the home from us? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go through a renovation. I need my money in 2 weeks. I'm going through a divorce. I don't trust my husband. I don't trust his attorney, and I just want out. I don't want to spend any money on the renovation. So we'll give them a cash offer, just a net cash offer, no closing costs. Say, here, we'll buy your house for $400,000 cash. Whatever you owe on it, that's fine, but you get $400,000, and you can pick your closing date. So if you want to stay for 60 days, that's fine. If you want out next week, that's fine. We need 10 days minimum to close. So you pick your closing date. And people, more and more people like this SoldKey concept because they don't want to go through the traditional selling process, which is hire a realtor, have it listed, have a for sale sign, have a lockbox, go through your open houses and open your house up to the public. And then you know, you have dogs, how you take care of the dogs. Exactly. The houses. Some people still have children at home.
I know.
And or a lot of our folks actually have in-laws, have, you know, elderly parents mm-hmm. that live with them.
Oh, and, I can just see the complexities, you know.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. So when you have an offer, we'll say, listen, we'll just, you know, here's the number. We'll just give you this cash. And your neighbors don't know you're selling your house. You can tell them if you want to. There's no security concerns. There's nobody walking through your house.
Cool. It checks off a lot of boxes.
It does. And I'll tell you why. My friend, it took her 9 months to sell her house in Phoenix. She was downsizing from a bigger house to a condo.
Yeah.
And she just said what killed her was the and her place was pristine, beautiful. She's a decorator. And all the people that went through there that said nasty things about her house actually hurt her feelings and said, I can't go through this. And that's why she thought, if I'd only known about Sold Key, right, I would have called them, because she couldn't stand it.
So I had the chance, you know, to do the broadcast element to this. As everybody knows who listens to Wrinkled Not Dead, we both have broadcast history and we've worked together in show business for a long time. But very glad to be able to be spokesperson for the ad. And I think off camera or off mic earlier, I mentioned that, you know, anybody who I start to explain this to, the format about this, is enthusiastic as I was. So when you, a year ago, decided that you're going to expand on Renovation Realty, which is really, you know, the name says it all, right? So was it just like a bunch of guys kicking it around in the boardroom and saying, look, we were missing out on a whole huge business here? How did it actually get founded? Because it just seems so different and fresh to me.
Well, every year we ended up buying more homes. You know, it became a larger percent of our business. And it really became, like you said, we felt that maybe we were missing an opportunity to explain ourselves. Yeah. We always offer a cash purchase offer through Renovation Realty. So if we go on an inquiry today and we present to the family tomorrow, we'll always give them a cash offer, whether they know that we buy homes or not. And it's funny when they say, oh, I had no idea that I could just sell my house as is. I thought I'd have to list it on the market and go through months of that. So no, we'll just buy it from you. Here's your number, and mm-hmm. we'll buy it when you want to close. So we really, over the summer, said, gee, we need to brand this business. We need to brand the fact that we're buying homes. Mm-hmm. And that's why we came up with the name Sold Key, which is we wanted to just brand it and market it as a separate division of Renovation Realty. We thought that it deserved that. And it's been great. And, you know, we reshot the commercials and the spots with you. We've gotten some great, great feedback, and mm-hmm. people really like the concept. So we're really excited about Sold Key. We just think that it's going to be a much larger piece of our business every month as we go, making more and more offers.
Jen, don't you get the idea that, I mean, if you're working for a Renovation Realty / Sold Key, you almost have to have a degree in psychology?
Well, I was going to say that because, I mean, my hands get sweaty just thinking about moving. I hate change.
Yeah.
Yet it probably is coming up in our very, very near future.
Yeah.
Because we have no choice. I mean, as our age, the baby boomers get older, living longer, we're not making any more money. It's going down, but our age is going up. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we're living a lot longer. So where do we go from here? Do the majority of your people go to rentals?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't see a lot of downsizing people repurchasing homes.
Okay.
We see them going to, they're going to the rental market. You might go to a 55-plus community, which is, you know, it's not your grandfather's 55-plus.
That has evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's very impressive. I mean, it's really amazing what you can get out there. You, as a renter or as a homeowner, you can buy a unit and you can rent the space, or you can buy both, or you can rent both. But it's really impressive. A lot of folks are going to retirement centers. You know, they're going to acute care or non-acute care retirement centers. A lot of folks are renting condos in townhomes. They can find one, you know, one story, one level. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we do see a lot of people going to the sidelines in renting unit.
So my question, my mom, who's 97, said buy a house, buy real estate, because that is going to be your nest egg. And she was right. Does that still stand true for today? Is it still a good investment to purchase a house?
Absolutely. It still is a good investment. Now, with the new tax law, the tax change that only up to $750,000 mm-hmm. you can write off on your interest deduction, it kind of spoiled little people with that much, not mm-hmm. much of a loan. But no, it still is a great a great thing to do. Interest rates are low. A lot of people don't like the fact that they're going to pay rent and squabble it. Someone else is taking the appreciation upside. But on downsides, I think it depends what your age is. I think it depends on what your health is and what your financial status is. Should you go and buy a new home? I'll give you an example. So last week, a gentleman sold a family. They're in their 70s. They sold a home for $2.1 million, and they wanted to downsize from a two-story to a small one-story, and they took $700,000 cash and bought one of our homes, which makes sense. They went from mm-hmm. two-story. So they went to the sidelines, no more mortgage, all cash, one-story, affordable, no debt service. So we see a lot of people doing that, downsizing. Mm-hmm. People who are, you know, the grain of America, who are selling the family home or yeah. the compound, and they're going down to a condo or a smaller home.
For those of you often, because our podcast is global, they'll be listening to a number like 2.1 million. So, well, that's what reality is down here and in Southern California and in Northern mm-hmm. California, even worse, perhaps. And so those are scary numbers, but just think of them in terms of your own regional economy and the way that the folks live in your area, and you can just make up your own numbers to go along with, you know, how much money you have to earn to support a home like that.
So how, with houses, are they still appreciating like they were in the 80s and like 90s when we bought our house?
Yes.
So they're still going up at the same rate, even yes. though we hit that 2008 horrible crash.
So we got that all back. You know, everybody's got, we got it back okay. in 2008. And now they're appreciating, you know, 4 to 6, 7% a year on the West Coast. Mm. Good appreciation still.
So it's still a good investment if for our young listeners, a lot of the millennials, the young kids, do not want to buy a house. The ones in Los Angeles, a lot of the ones we know,
yeah.
because they want to be mobile. And yeah. I keep saying to
they don't want to own a car.
To
they
our
don't want
goddaughter,
to own a house.
It's still your best investment. It's yeah. the only thing that really will go up.
At least that's our feeling. I mean, maybe our generation just will hold on to that forever. I don't know.
No, I agree completely, Jen. It is the best investment someone can make. It's your home too. It's not just an investment.
Yeah.
It's your house. So if you're going to stay there, commit there for 5 to 10 years, 15, buy a house. Don't pay rent to somebody else. That's a younger family. But we are seeing more younger folks stay in the sidelines and rent. They're dismayed by the prices. Mm-hmm. You know, they're dismayed that they want to live in a specific area where they work, but they can't afford to live there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, they don't want to commute 30 miles or 40 miles. So, and they don't want to live in the area that they can afford. So they decide to rent where they work and enjoy living.
And is it much more difficult now to get a mortgage than it was in the past? I remember when we moved here in 1984, you could put 5% down and you had a house.
Yeah. Loans are strict. You know, mm-hmm. absolutely. There is some guidelines. The government after the crash in 08, they got together and put some good restrictions on the market. But no, if you have good credit and you have a job and you have a little bit of down payment, you can still buy a house. Government has an FHA loan, which is 3.5% down.
Wow, that is low.
That's the minimum. VA loan, the Veterans Administration,
yes.
no down. You don't have to put anything down with a VA loan. So there's all kinds of ways to get in the house. There's actually conventional loans now where you can put down 5% mm-hmm. conventionally. So if you have good credit and a job, you can buy a home if you're willing to be flexible where you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just because of how expensive these homes
yeah.
are here
yeah,
as opposed to across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So one thing I wanted to ask you too is this is growing, Sold Key. Obviously, it's
yeah.
getting bigger and bigger. Will you be going into other states as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Arizona in particular?
Yes, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, we like Washington, state of Washington. Stay on the West Coast for now.
You're going to stay on the West Coast. Okay, and that will happen fairly quickly because the reason why I'm asking is we'll have a lot of people that will be saying...
That's exactly right. I was thinking the same thing.
I'm in Arizona.
We're going to get a lot of mail about this.
Yeah. I'm in, you know, Nevada. Can you help me? So is this unique? I mean, are there other... Let's say you're in New York City or you're in Connecticut. Is there other companies that can do this?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are people who purchase homes, you know, larger companies, mm-hmm. don't know much about them. What we're unique about is we, because of Renovation Realty, we come from the side of helping people, supporting people who are in a distress situation. You know, most of our clients are distressed in one way or the other. Health, financial, mm-hmm. going through divorce, job loss, things like that. And we help them through the process. So we have seller's assistance, where if you can't sell your house because you can't afford to move, we'll loan them some money. We assist them with in advance. Maybe give them $50,000 so they can move before close of escrow. It's been really helpful. We call it seller's assistance. We always have between 20 and 30 families on it at one time. Maybe we're paying their mortgage or helping them with bills that they need paid before they could move. It's hard for people to, well, you can't really move until you sell your house.
Right.
It's the, you know.
It's a catch-22.
It is a catch-22. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to make an observation, Jen, because to your point about is there somebody in Connecticut who can do this kind of thing, I'm absolutely certain that's correct. But where they go into the services that, that Keith was just mentioning, where it's an outreach to somebody and their family to help them along in this process, I think that comes way down the list in the way they offer their services. Anyhow, the whole concept of this was started and founded on those principles and those values rather than, oh, yeah, we're realtors, but we will help you. But these guys have always done that.
I know you, in the trainings that we did
yeah.
in San Francisco, you told so many wonderful stories about how you help someone's cat or dog or
I know.
You help ship this person this. And and so you go above and beyond is what I'm trying to say.
We do, yeah. We feel we have a fiduciary duty to figure out how to get the homeowner the most net cash, whether it's a customer that we just are going to renovate for them or it's someone who says, just buy me out. What can you? How can you help me? And if that means that you know we advance them $25,000 30 days before we buy the home, we'll do that if that's in their best interest.
So if someone who is my age, feeling scared and nervous, I pick up the phone, I call you, you'll help me calm me down.
Absolutely.
There's someone there to help me.
Walk absolutely. You back from the edge.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I would just, the first thing is just, you know, take a deep breath, mm-hmm. take your time. It's not as difficult as it seems to be. It's not as stressful as it seems to be. It doesn't have to be as stressful.
And because you've been through it, you will know all the steps on, okay, this is what you need to do first with packing, get these few things, and then go on to this and go on to that. Because when you look at the whole thing, the whole ball, you think, where do I start?
It's overwhelming.
It is.
And that's why people really don't want to move. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So now we have resources for all that, for people. We have movers. We have packers. We have estate sale companies who are going to come in and do estate sales for specific items that you have, whether it's stemware or furniture or whatever your mm-hmm. Hummels that you want to sell or downsize. Pods, we have
oh, wow.
resources for everything.
Okay, so you would have all the answers to everything. So what I'm trying to say to our listeners is if you're afraid, nervous, you don't want to do it, don't put it off, just call you through this whole thing.
Absolutely. Attorneys, we'll refer you to estate attorneys, to maybe a probate attorney if you go through probate. Accountants. Maybe you need a professional fiduciary. We have folks who, unfortunately, are you know mentally incapacitated to make decisions, and they have a professional fiduciary licensed by the state of California to take care of their affairs. We'll put them in touch with fiduciaries or anybody that needs whatever needs to be done. We'll help them through the process.
So, Keith, final question, and we love to ask this because we get a variety of answers. How do you see yourself personally and your companies growing or changing or evolving in the next 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
Continuing to build out the business, and we want to go into different markets, help you know folks in other markets, as many markets as possible. It's scalable. You know, it's a business that's scalable. It's understandable, and I see myself you know being involved in the growth of the business. Mm-hmm. Obviously, still helping in San Diego and the Bay Area, but really want to be on the front side of building the business outside of these two markets. I mean, these are big markets, and mm-hmm. you know, we'll do 300 homes this year.
Wow.
We've done 975 so far, renovation sales and purchases. So we have pretty good volume.
Been around a long time, right?
I'm old. I've been around a long time.
No. Renovation Realty.
We're in our eighth year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And prior to that, I had 24 years in residential real estate. So I've been around a long time.
You've been around the block a couple of times.
We appreciate everything that you know and also the caring way that you express and explain about your companies. You're a good human being, and thank you for being on Wrinkled Not Dead, Keith.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Wow. I know I feel better after talking to Keith.
Mm-hmm.
It just, everyone's afraid of change, particularly at our age. We've lived in our homes for so long. We don't want the hassle of moving. We don't want the hassle of packing. And we just like where we are, but we can't afford it. And he made me feel safe. He made me feel that someone was going to take care of me if we decide to go that route.
Well, sitting across the boardroom table from him, one thing I noticed, and it's because I think he's been down this road hundreds and hundreds of times. So to us, it's like, oh my God, and because it's our first experience doing something. To him, it's every day at the office.
He just takes the fear out of change.
It was great.
Actually, Keith takes the fear out of change.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
So I have a remember when.
Oh, good. We'll love a remember when. We do things like remember when there were no computers and stuff like that. But you got a good
cell
one
phones.
Or cell phones.
I was thinking back to when we moved here into San Diego in 1984.
Yeah.
And we bought our first house in 1985.
Correct.
And it was in Cardiff, California. It was small, but beautiful, brand new. And it had a sliver of an ocean view.
Mm-hmm. On top of a hill, but it had,
gorgeous.
Yeah, it was great.
And I remember we paid, I think, $192,000, which at the time seemed like a lot of money for us.
Oh, gosh. What a struggle it was to get in, but...
And now that house, I've seen on the market for little over $1.1 million. Mm. So, I mean, look at that. When I look at when we first moved here, we thought of down the future, oh, I like that house that's got that ocean, almost ocean front.
Mm-hmm. Feel.
Well, more or less. We were looking at moving closer and closer and closer to the sand.
Yeah, right.
And it was within our grasp because real estate was reasonable.
Comparatively reasonable.
Exactly.
Now, you go on to any beach anywhere along the coastline, and I don't care if it's the East Coast or the West Coast, it's insane.
Exactly. So buying real estate, even if you are young and you think, I don't want to do it, I just want to rent, it is forced savings.
You
it really
probably
helps.
Won't regret it.
You will not.
Nah, okay. I'm agreeing with that, too. Even though we've been back and forth on this a little bit lately. But anyway, time off. Okay, here it is. Here's the obligatory time off. Game of Thrones.
Well,
everybody watches Game of Thrones. Well, we stuck with this thing
most
of the time, not knowing who the hell the characters were.
There are too many families.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I mean, now people are saying, well, boy, low attention span theater with those guys. But, I mean, the fact is that it was fairly complex.
Yeah? It was.
But now here it is. It's a payoff this last season, you have to admit.
I have to tell you, last week's episode was insane.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I was exhausted after watching. So it's fun. I mean, just stick with it. If you're sort of halfway through, you're sort of watching it on Netflix. It is on Netflix, correct?
It's
HBO.
HBO.
Pardon me.
Yeah,
HBO.
Right. It's HBO.
And so
but
it's
you know
worth
what?
It.
For those folks who do follow it, do not miss the kind of mini documentary on that episode 3. Was it 3? Right? Yeah. Episode 3, because it was all done at night. And I've never heard of, having been in the business this long, 55 consecutive nights shooting.
Tough on
55.
The crew.
55. Colder than heck and just an unbelievable experience. It's worth watching that because then you get an idea of how dedicated the crew and the cast is to the show.
Yeah.
It's really cool. All right. Well, I have a quote to finish the show, but you have one that will top mine, so I will give it first, which is what I say pretty much every week, right? It's a comfortable feeling to know that you can stand on your own ground. Land is about the only thing that can't fly away.
I like that. Once again, real estate, it's the thing to invest in and then to sell.
Okay, dear. We got it.
I love this one. And this is how I feel about downsizing. So if you're afraid of it, ashamed of it, or whatever feelings you've got roaming around in there, this is what you should think.
Mm-hmm.
Real happiness requires less than you think. Because you know what? We're all in this together.